The news leak of the name of a CIA operative last year and the refusal of a reporter to testify about it could land a prominent journalist in jail. A federal judge found Matthew Cooper of Time magazine in contempt of court yesterday. Time magazine is appealing that decision. A probe by a government special counsel is supposed to uncover who leaked the information. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the investigation now is turning into a test case for journalistic ethics and media law.
The investigation is meant to answer this question: who leaked the name of Valerie Plame? She's a CIA employee married to former Ambassador Joseph Wilson. Wilson was once asked to investigate indications that Iraq was buying nuclear material from Niger. Wilson says when he criticized the administration's use of the Niger story to justify invading Iraq, the White House leaked his wife's name in retaliation. The question now is, will journalists like Matthew Cooper reveal the name of the leaker to a grand jury? Attorney Floyd Abrams is representing Time in the case. He says Cooper's refusal is based on a commitment to protect a reporter's most valuable tool, confidential sources.
Indeed, Matt Cooper has said that, in effect, if all they wanted was on the record material, published material, that he would testify.
In fact, if Cooper were to give up his source, he could end up sending that person to jail. It can be a crime to reveal the name of a CIA operative. The special counsel investigating the case has subpoenaed several journalists. Cooper and others have fought the subpoenas, pointing to First Amendment protections and to a Washington, D.C. law that shields reporters. But law professor Jane Kirtley of the University of Minnesota says Judge Thomas Hogan, the federal judge in this case, has ruled that neither of those protections helps reporters.
And he has interpreted the existing Supreme Court precedent as saying that it does not provide any kind of constitutionally based privilege for journalists if they have knowledge of criminal activity and are asked to testify before a grand jury.
If higher courts agree, Cooper could end up in jail for as long as 18 months, and Time faces fines of up to $1,000 per day. Attorney Floyd Abrams is appealing, arguing that Supreme Court precedents say that journalists have at least limited protection from these kinds of subpoenas.
Some sort of balancing test does exist, is required, and that the government at least ought to have to show that it really needs the information and it can't get it anyplace else.
Other journalists have fought and then given in. NBC's Tim Russert agreed to talk to the special counsel investigating this case, but NBC said Russert cooperated only because he was asked limited questions about a conversation with White House official Louis Scooter Libby. A Washington Post reporter gave testimony without appearing before the grand jury, but that was only because the information basically exonerated Scooter Libby and because Libby told the reporter it was okay to talk. The Post says it will go to court to fight yet another subpoena delivered to a reporter on Monday. Many experts say these reporters are likely to lose. Law professor Jane Kirtley says federal courts have reached the same conclusion as Judge Thomas Hogan in this case, that there's no protection for reporters fighting a federal subpoena.
What I see in the opinions I've read in the last year or two coming out of a number of courts, including Judge Hogan's opinion, is a very, very real issue about whether the press is deserving of any treatment that would be any different from that of the general public.
Columnist Robert Novak, who first disclosed the information over a year ago, could also face a subpoena in the Plame investigation. Novak would not comment today. And special counsel Patrick Fitzgerald was also mum about whether other journalists will become part of the story that they'd only planned to write about. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.